And this is the second part of Geek Entertainment. There are two, count them, two big announcements in this episode. Okay, so pay attention and enjoy the show. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Guess who's back? Back again. Shady's back. Tell a friend.
Oh, by the way, real quick, real fast, I just want to put this out there. Anybody who's wondering about the Joey Wolverine thing, okay?
Oh, go, God, yes. For the last episode.
Yeah, go to Project Umbrella. Look up redesigns for Wolverine. Go to the last one. That's Joey Wolverine. He's looking at you going, how you doing?
Cody.
Hey, you got the food, not us.
Yeah, see, no. If you if that episode had not been launched, you would have heard the whole discussion where Walter and I cast the cast of Friends as the X-Men.
Oh, was Jennifer Aniston Jean Grey?
I don't remember. I know that for some reason Phoebe ended up being Psylocke.
Yeah. Chandler, what did we have Chandler as?
I don't remember, man.
I wish I had that episode because that thing was epic.
Hey.
We got static on Mission on Joiner's line. Can we take care of that, please?
What's that?
Did you like
your miss.
Back 3? I think he hung up on me. are we still here?
No.
I forgot to mute. By the way, my bad.
Okay.
Of course, like this show, it's never like this show is actually professional.
Hey,
thank you.
The wall. The artist.
Well, okay, let me throw this in. This is where we've been talking about the various movies that are coming out this year. What do you make of this whole? First off, what do you make of this whole thing that they're going to do the whole Marvel movie marathon, leading up to the midnight release of Avengers?
That's actually a pretty good. Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's a throwback to back when I was a kid, when they did the Go Ape marathons,
mm-hmm.
and would show every single Planet of the Apes movie in a chronological order, back to back to back to back to back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just, I mean, that's like an old school concept. It's just that nobody does it anymore. I wish they would do it in more theaters because
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to drive to Dallas to go see this movie. I'm sorry. It's not happening. Okay.
Right.
All right. Unless I have other things to do, like I don't know. The only time I ever go to Dallas is to see the Cowboys. Okay. Right. That's kind of like a big deal.
Not yet.
Well, I'm just saying that's why I go to Dallas. So I'm not going to go to Dallas just to go see the Avengers movie when I can go see it like at my local theater. That my feet will stick to the floor when I get up after an hour and a half. like my shoes will be, I have to get a freaking paint scraper to, you know, take the former part of the floor off my shoes.
Okay, it helps you don't go to the theater that shows the Spider-Man porn parody.
Oh, dude.
No.
Walter, did you listen to the review of that?
No, sadly to say, I don't listen to podcasts. No, I don't have time, really. I got one day off a week, and that's about it. And
Walter, if you get a chance, go listen to the latest episode of The Crawl Space. It's like 3/4 of the way through the episode. The last like third of the episode is the porn parody review. It is hilarious. The story behind obtaining a copy of the porn parody, the actual porn parody itself, it's great. It's so stupid.
I could just see myself being a customer song with that playing all across my phone.
Yeah, try renting it. I mean, isn't that a little skeevy, you know, having to rent a porn? Like, who rents porn, really?
It's these called the internet.
Who does, yeah.
Yeah, well, I know, right?
I bet I could type it into Google right now and bring up the whole movie.
I'm sure you can. Please don't. My mind can't unsee that. Okay? I already saw one part of the movie, and I was like, my mind can't unsee this.
One of the people... We had a guest on an episode of Better in the Dark is this guy, Joel Mangrum, who lives in California, not far from Los Angeles. And he keeps posting on the Better in the Dark Facebook page that Vivid keeps sending him these invitations to visit the sets of the various comic book-related XXX parodies. And, like, the last one was the She-Hulk XXX parody with China.
Oh.
Yeah, like, no, I don't want to see that.
Okay.
I forgot she went back to the point. Yeah, I forgot that she had. She couldn't get her wrestling career back on track. Couldn't get her acting career back on track. Hey, I'll do porn. I've got fake tits. It'll work.
Yeah. Oh, she did.
Even though I got the body of a man.
She wrote this letter to Vince McMahon asking if they could like put aside their differences and work together. And he said, "No."
You're doing porn. We're PG now.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't flash tits anymore.
What it comes down to is that no matter how grotesque you are, if you are a reasonably famous woman and you're willing to fuck on camera, people will pay you just to watch you.
Yeah.
Definitely will pass.
like Kim Kardashian. I mean, that's how she became to be, you know.
Yeah.
Thanks to getting boned by Brandy's brother. I mean,
you go.
Not that I've seen.
Ray J.
Oh,
Ray J. Whatever. Yeah, rapper. She likes the dark meat, Walter. Just put it that way.
But I don't really give a flying fuck about Kim Kardashian to begin with.
Yeah. Well, when she starts being an inspiration for young women, I cry and die a little bit on the inside.
Well, the last porn parody
No. When Snooki is considered an inspiration for young women, cry. The baby Jesus cries.
Tim Tebow cries. Well, the last porn parody I saw was issue 7 of Supergirl. Her pelvic thrust of doom.
Why would you admit to seeing that?
Because I already said it. At the beginning of the show when you weren't here.
Yeah.
Oh.
God, I'm not buying that comic no more. I think this makes me feel scummy all over.
Yeah, after they took painstaking effort to like not sex her up, then they resex her up again, right?
Yeah.
No, steering it back to the movies.
Yeah.
The
porn parody.
Yeah. No. The Avengers, the porn parody, coming soon to a video store near you.
I'm sure.
Well, I think we've now seen like two trailers for the film. I still find it funny that Josh Whedon is not shooting in scope, which means it's going to look different from the other Marvel films. It's going to look a little flatter.
Isn't this supposed to be in 3D too?
No, I don't think it is. Because you would have to shoot in scope, and Josh Whedon is apparently not comfortable in scope.
I thought for sure that the Avengers movie is going to be in 3D. Let me go to, you keep on talking, and go to IBM.
No, I just wanted to know what your impressions are. Are you, like, excited? Are you not excited? Are you looking past this one to such promised delights as Iron Fist the movie and Doctor Strange the movie?
I'm excited for the Avengers movie. I like what I've seen so far as the trailers go.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going with the typical everybody gets together. I guess you could say the Marvel Trinity, which is Captain America, Iron Man, and Thor, as far as the Avengers are concerned.
Right.
Okay, we all meet together. We all meet each other for the first time. What are we going to do? We're going to beat the shit out of each other.
Well, that's the Marvel way.
Yeah, but it, regardless of how you feel about that particular cliche, it is typically what happens in a Marvel comic. Spider-Man meets Daredevil. What are we going to do? I'm going to beat the shit out of the blind guy. But, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a really fun movie. I don't know about good. All right. I will say that up front. It looks like it's going to be fun. Okay. It got my interest at fun. As far as a good movie, that's something I got to wait until I sit in the theater and see. I mean, with Captain America, it looked like it was going to be a fun movie.
Yeah.
As far I didn't say it was a good movie until I sat in the theater and watched it and said, you know what? I want to see that again.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Let's watch the trailer.
My
I think you're right.
It's...
Go ahead.
What? My thoughts on the movie as a whole, it looks really good. I mean, everything... Mm-hmm. I liked every trailer about this, and... I'm very excited because Josh Whedon is not being Josh Whedon. He's being Josh Whedon in a box. And I think he'll add his own touches to it, but I think he's going to, you know, keep with a consistent narrative. Tony Stark acts like Tony Stark.
World's least successful blow-up doll, Josh Whedon in a box.
I actually know a few people that might want that because they love Josh Whedon so much. But
okay, I don't want to meet those people. Okay, I'm at the official website, by the way.
Since Christopher Reeves, has there ever been a actor who so perfectly occupies the headspace of a comic book character than Robert Downey Jr.?
Oh, no.
The man just looks, at this point, he looks like he's just effortless in this whole thing.
I mean, yeah, and Robert Downey Jr., you can say there's a few people. Yeah, it's in 3D, by the way. According to the official site, it's going to be in 3D.
It's going to look like crap. It's really going to look like crap then, because it's not being, apparently Josh Whedon is not comfortable shooting in full scope.
Yeah, I mean, they got...
through television, so he's going to be shooting, so he shot flat.
Okay, just to clarify this 3D thing, they got it down three times. They got in 3D, in real DD, in 3D, and IMAX 3D. Can we make any more subtle hints this movie's going to be in 3D? getting to your
I
point
just
about.
I hope you get the option of not having to see it in 3D.
No, typically.
Go ahead, Walt.
Yeah, typically you have your 3D version and you got your basically the regular version because not a lot of people like wearing the 3D glasses.
Yeah. Well, not a lot of people like paying the $3 or more to get the 3D glasses.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, it's like there are a couple of films that I've wanted to see that I ended up not seeing because the only screenings that were available to me were 3D screenings. So what happened with John Carter? I didn't get to go see it because I couldn't find a flat projection of it.
I mean, I believe that Robert Downey Jr. was actually, from his life experience and everything else, was perfect for the role of Tony Stark with the alcoholism and with Robert Downey Jr.'s history of drugs and alcohol. It was almost like, that's not Tony Stark on the screen, that's Robert Downey Jr. playing himself. Because he is kind of a smart ass.
Didn't he walk up to like Marvel and say, if you cast anybody else in this movie, you're insane or something like that?
Probably.
I seem to remember a story of him like when they were starting to look for it, they were thinking, oh, let's get Tom Cruise and his 4 foot, you know, nothing height.
Iron Gnome.
Exactly. The Ironmonger only has to be real, you know, actual, just normal sized. It doesn't have to be ginormous.
Iron Man, the miniature series starring Tom Cruise. No special effects were used. Okay.
There was that Nicolas Cage scare we went through.
Mm-hmm. But. Yeah, Nicolas Cage as Tony Stark would have been way bad.
Oh, yeah. But you know how it is. Nicolas Cage wants to be attached to every comic book movie that comes out.
Well, he makes a good one. I'll say yes.
Yeah.
Everyone that he's been in, I gotta admit, the highlight of Kick-Ass for me was Nicolas Cage.
But wasn't he playing
Adam West?
Adam West the whole time.
Yeah,
I was playing Adam West. I still haven't seen Kick-Ass. I refuse.
Be happy.
I refuse. I never read the comic book because Mark Millar and his grandiose themes of let's kill somebody and then we rape them.
Is up in the sky. Mark Millar subject not open.
I think there was an issue of Ultimates where they rape a woman, kill her, then take her baby and throw it out a window.
That was Captain America.
Yeah.
Ultimate Captain America, written by Mark Millar, an Irish man that hates America. Way to go, Marv! You fucking retards.
Oak.
That's because he can drink scotch with Joe.
Hey, Joe,
come
to the pub. I got a wonderful story idea with Spider-Man. He makes a deal with a talking fish. Why not?
Well, people forget that, Mark Millar was the mastermind behind Trouble.
Yeah.
The supposed return to romance comics that was anything but. Which posited that May's father was, May was Peter's mother.
Oh, that god-awful thing. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And I say again, why does this guy get work? It's just...
Because he's different and edgy. And you've lost your passion with the character. You need to stop reading comics.
And more importantly, he makes money for the comic book companies that hire him.
If anybody took a look at the library of Mark Millar's work, they will realize It's the same story over and over and over again. There's no him involving as a writer. It's the exact same fucking story from that god-awful trouble thing to Kick-Ass.
You know, I liked Ultimates, though. I really did. I enjoyed Ultimates.
But that wasn't Mark Millar writing by himself. Brian Bendis was.
No, okay. The Ultimates was just Mark Millar. I mean, granted, I mean, he could have had one of Bendis' ghostwriters. I mean, Bendis writes all his stories. Bendis has no ghostwriters.
Well, I know, like, for Red Sun, Superman Red Sun, which Mark Millar did write.
Yeah.
But he had a co-writer, which was actually credited.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember, he broke into American Comics as a kind of collaborator with Grant Morrison.
I'm glad it didn't rub off on Grant Morrison. He's so weird as shit, but God. At least each one of his stories is different. Well, psychedelic. Different.
So different that nobody understands it, but different.
Yes. But at least he doesn't have a 9-year-old girl in a comic book dropping the C word. I'm talking about cock. I'm like going, who fucking writes that shit?
Yeah,
I mean, I know it's a comic, but come on.
Yeah.
Gotta have some faith. All right. I'm done with talking about Mark Millar. My blood pressure is going up by the minute.
Don't be a wuss.
Let's check out Bleeding Cool. Let's see what the guy's headlines, because I'm getting rid of IGN because I don't like that website. All right. Oh, the Avengers movie. Another thing I'm especially looking forward to in an Avengers movie, Scarlett Johansson back in that Black Widow costume. Oh, God.
After that, supposedly, after the Avengers movie, we're going to get a Black Widow solo movie. So
I'm there.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's good or not. I just want to see her in the costume.
And they don't emphasize it enough, but we also get to see Colby Smulders in a skin-tight S.H.I.E.L.D. jumpsuit, too, since she's playing Maria Hill.
Yeah, but nobody likes Maria Hill, but, you know, Joe Quesada, so, and Bendis. And Bendis, like, probably, like, lobbied her to get in there so he can make money off of her, because that's his pet character.
Let's be honest here. The thing Joey Q likes most of anything? Publicity and money.
And isn't it nice? Go ahead, you say it again, Tom.
The two things Joe Q is interested in, publicity and money.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
And apparently writing weird / fan fiction where his daughter gets to date Spider-Man.
Yeah. Nothing creepy about
it. Yeah, well. And she's like a psychotic bitch.
I get to look forward to reviewing not one, but two Joe Quesada stories about Spider-Man. Take a lot of
God
fucking drugs
to do. As long as it's not My Immortal.
No, I think actually My Immortal was actually a better constructed story than One More Day.
That's not possible. That's hyperbole. Stop.
Nowhere did Mephisto pop up in My Immortal and say, I gotta make a deal with you for a fucking marriage. It's a slow day.
Let's do something different. Why my soul? Why does everybody want my soul? Souls are so cliche. Let's get your marriage.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do a lot of fucking drugs to get to that.
It's actually not a bad story, like the first two issues. And then issue three comes in.
Yeah, I'll cover that when I get there. Don't worry, I will plan on releasing, that's going to be in video format, and I'll plan on releasing it on Zach's birthday. For the 5-year for the 5-year anniversary, the last video of that series will be released on Zach's birthday.
It's not just my birthday. It's Stan Lee's birthday.
Oh, good. That makes it so special that issue came out on that day. Yeah, I'm not talking about it no more. As Forrest Gump would say, that's all I got to say about that. Life is like a box of chocolate until you make a deal with the devil. Okay.
Let's move on.
Okay. Dark Knight Rising. Or
Rises.
Fluffing. Or cooks very well at 350 degrees. Anybody excited about that movie? That's a very blasé answer.
I'm just not I like Christopher Nolan as a director, but I don't care for his Batman movies, that's all.
All right.
Poor Tom Hardy.
That's all I'm saying. Like, I hope
I'm
they
just,
do some post-editing.
Poor Tom Hardy having to speak like he's being drowned.
Or at least give us some subtitles.
Yeah.
I mean, they're planning releasing, I don't understand this at all, an hour-long trailer, which doesn't constitute as a trailer no more. Is that more of a short movie? Or a movie? But whatever. An hour-long trailer of Batman Rising, which is, if it's a typical two-hour movie, that's half the fucking movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have not seen this. When is this happening?
It's July, isn't it?
Yeah, July. Let me go to Google. But yeah, the one thing I'm looking for is the Catwoman.
Hey, Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I want both of them, you know, both her and Scarlett Johansson to not be in the costume. But that's just me.
Watch Brokeback Mountain. Not for the gay, but for...
Yeah, I can't get past the fact that two dudes are humping each other. I mean, no. I can't quit you. No.
Okay.
I can't quit this movie, click.
Okay.
And I'd rather watch Love and Other Drugs.
Okay, let's see.
Too bad after I hacked Scarlett Johansson's phone, it got leaked on the internet. Oh, I mean, that wasn't me.
Okay, Dark Knight Rising. Dark Knight Rises. I don't understand the story, really. If I understand what the premise of the story is, Bruce Wayne hasn't been Batman for 5 years.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very Batman-like or Bruce Wayne-like, in my opinion.
Well,
oh.
You have to understand, this is not your genius on display.
Yeah, it's only a 30-minute trailer.
Only a 30-minute trailer. So if it's a two-and-a-half-hour long movie, it's like a fifth of the movie. Wow.
Yeah. But, okay, I'm going to let you two have at it. Talk about football. Football. Tim Tebow is now with the Jets, and Tom's very excited about this.
Oh, yeah, because, of course, when you have a mediocre quarterback, you shouldn't make your first priority getting better receivers that'll help him get better. No, you want to give him a backup quarterback that's going to force him out. And it's just as mediocre as he is, yeah.
Yeah, not a good move.
I mean, let's be honest. We've pretty much given a little gift to New England. Here's a division championship for next year. Enjoy.
Yeah, it's like John Elway
sticking it to Tim Tebow because he's never been a big Tim Tebow fan because that's not him. That's not the type of quarterback he wants. He was kind of saddled with this guy. He had fan pressure because Kyle Orton is a backup. I mean, he's now our backup for the Cowboys. and he, I mean, he went like what? I think he went like 8-2, and then he went like 9-27.
Yeah.
The guy needed to get, you know, he didn't deserve the starting job. Granted, he didn't have a great team around him, but he didn't deserve the start, you know, starting job.
Yeah.
At a certain point, when you're 1-4 and you are going nowhere, you got to put in the other kid.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid inspires your team, and everybody wants to see this kid in there. You got to. But you're putting him from a city that he is, you know, pretty much the Holy Trinity becomes the Holy Quadrilateral.
Mm-hmm.
To throwing him in a city where he will be crucified on the back page of every single newspaper if he screws up.
Yeah, which he will.
Which he will,
because
exactly.
Rex Ryan is not going to do what John Fox did, which was, of course, institute a scheme that was playing up to Tim Tebow's deficiencies.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they tailor-made an offense that would work around him.
Mm-hmm.
And the team was successful at it because you just didn't know. I mean, is this guy who was built like a brick house going to run over you, or is he going to, you know, try to throw the ball with the most awkward throwing motion in the world? I think his throwing motion has actually gotten better.
Yeah.
His release is still really weird.
Mm-hmm.
The best situation for him as a player would have been to go to Green Bay.
Yeah.
And work on his mechanics. The best situation for him to be a starter would have been to go to Jacksonville because he is like the third coming of Christ.
Oh my God. Oh, compared to what Jacksonville has now, yeah.
With Jacksonville, I kind of feel bad for Blaine Gabbert because he goes from Missouri where he has, at one point he had Jeremy Maclin to throw to.
Yeah.
And a whole host of good receivers, not great receivers, but good college receivers, to go from that to I'm going to hand the ball to Maurice Jones-Drew and hey, I throw to the scrubs, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the
but
sad
to be
thing
fair,
is
the Jaguars brought it on themselves. Hey, you know, do we really need this David Gerrard guy? No, I don't think so.
Exactly. Exactly. When the problem wasn't the quarterback, it was the people catching the ball.
Yeah.
Which and the guy that helped save Dallas last season was what's his name? Laron Robinson.
Yeah.
Jacksonville went out and signed him. Don't blame him for taking the money and running. But he will not have the production with Blaine Gabbert that he had with Tony Romo. They don't run the same type of offense. He is well accustomed to Correll offenses.
Yeah.
Which is what Dallas and San Diego run,
mm-hmm.
and that's they just don't run that, and you need to make a big splash.
Yeah,
I mean,
the other thing to keep in mind is that Jacksonville is a team in flux right now.
They're going down.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if you know. 3 or 4 years time, Zach, you and I will be talking about the Los Angeles Jaguars.
Yeah, or they get a new name or whatever.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to expand the league past 32 teams. I just don't see it happening.
Well, Goodell has said he wants to do that, and I'm like, what are you, crazy?
Yeah, I mean, you have a perfect system right now of 32 teams. Because, I mean, what are you going to do, get four more teams?
Well, I think the idea was expanded outwards to 34, that would then break down into three different divisions of 6 games each. But I suspect that part of that is predicated on him finally pushing through the 18-week season.
That's true. Well, he's already kind of imposing his will. I mean, the last 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, Sean Payton. Hey, hi, I'm going to totally obliterate the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, exactly. Nearly, pretty much stick a you know, a little box where you just go dink.
Yeah.
And it's just
hey, Atlanta. Close. Here's the division championship for next year.
Or Tampa Bay. God forbid. Tampa Bay, because I'll never hear from the end of it from a certain listener of the show.
Yes, that is true.
But you know, and the one thing that was even worse was the collusion that happened the week before,
mm-hmm.
with the Redskins and the Cowboys.
Yeah,
I mean the Redskins got royally screwed. I mean, $34 million, and. Which I get it, but the league signed off on it in 2010, and then they say, "Oh, psych, we're gonna dock you this money."
Oh Lord!
Because because 28 of the 32 owners threw a hissy fit
mm-hmm.
when it got approved by the league offices.
Yeah,
and now they can't. Now they're going to get 10. I mean, granted, it didn't hurt Dallas as much.
Yeah.
As I thought it would, because you could spread it out over 2 years. But the deals you saw the Redskins make, if they had occurred, you know, if they had to take all that money out that year, they were down to like $5 million over the cap.
Yeah.
Or under the cap.
And granted, they've got to get themselves a new new quarterback stat. They're getting a bright, shiny new RG3, if I think is the speculation.
Yes, I mean, that's pretty much true. Which I love the kid. I've liked mm-hmm. the kid for years. As growing up in Big 12 country, I see him. You know, I saw him for the last 3 years develop. But the fact that he's going to the Redskins makes me cry.
The sucking black hole of talent. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's either that or the Raiders, you know. Like, the Raiders can't find
a
quarterback.
The Raiders change seem to be making, well, at least until, oddly enough, I can't believe I'm saying this, at least until, you know, Al Davis died, it looked like the Raiders were making something of themselves last year.
Yeah.
And then the wheels fell off.
Yeah, well, Carson Palmer had so much rust on him, it's not even funny. And I'm sorry, but you look at what Cincinnati was able to do last year and what
mm-hmm.
without Carson Palmer, the fact that they got Andy Dalton, who was a quality quarterback in the second round.
He looks like Spock, my God.
Yeah, he does. Like a redheaded Spock.
Like, what is a Vulcan doing?
He looks like a redheaded Vulcan.
Yes.
That will never be. somebody will make a meme out of that. But no, I think Cowboys got the y'all's former safety,
mm-hmm.
De'Rodney Poole, which I thought was a good signing, solid signing. I think the best signing of the bunch besides Brandon Carr was Lawrence Vickers, the fullback from Houston. Who was like opening up like 4-lane highways for?
See, that's another reason why I'm hoping we get the AFC South this year. Not just because I want to see J.J. Watt, you know, turn Tim Tebow into pace, and then do that saluting the fans thing that he does. But because I want to see him do it to Tom Brady over and over and over again.
yeah. My problem with Houston is they lost a lot of key players.
Yeah.
Not just Mario Williams. I mean, Mario Williams, they actually played better without Mario Williams because mm-hmm. because of the scheme. And but I mean, they lost their right tackle. They lost They lost their starting fullback, which, I mean, granted, in that offense, you could probably plug somebody else in.
Yeah.
And then, oh, God, they lost their fullback, their left tackle, Mario Williams, and there was one other guy that was kind of a key player, D'Amico Ryans.
Right.
And which I think was a key loss on defense, but we'll see where they go this year. I keep my eye on Houston because I – because I am a Texan, and
right.
I, you know, but they're just so historically bad that it's like, you know, it's not like I can, it's not like the Rangers and the Astros. Like when the Astros were good, you always kind of pulled for the Rangers, but you always knew they were going to be terrible.
Right.
And then when the Rangers started being good, it flipped, and next year they're going to play each other.
Yes.
In the division, which is going to be so bizarre for me.
On a related note, what do you make of the idea that the Astros want to change their name now?
With them switching leagues, it doesn't.
Yeah, I think they filed a letter of intent with the MLB main offices.
I mean, they don't play in the Astrodome anymore.
Right. But still, Houston has. I didn't make the connection between the Astros and the Astrodome until much later in life.
Yeah.
I always assumed it was because Houston is where, you know,
NASA.
It was a center for NASA. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's part of it. I mean, that's where the name at, you know, that's where the Astros name kind of came from.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not opposed to it, but what would you call them? The Wranglers? I mean,
the Gunslingers.
I mean, if you call them the Gunslingers or the Wranglers or something like that, it's too close to the Texas Rangers. So it's like, you can't really, I don't know what they would call themselves.
But did they call them, wasn't there a USFL team called the Houston Gamblers?
Yes. Yes. Yes, there are.
I can just imagine the horror of, the main office. If it's like, yeah, we want to call ourselves the Gamblers.
yeah. I don't know what you would call them. I really don't. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, if they continue to be the Astros, great. You know, that's not going to bother me. But if they decide to change their name, I get it with them changing leagues and playing the Rangers every year, which instant rivalry right there. I mean, there's always a little bit of a rivalry because it's, you know, they play each other in interleague play anyway.
Yeah.
For the golden boot or the silver boot. Yeah, it's the silver boot. And I got the golden hat and the silver boot mixed up. But, I mean, it's an interesting situation. I kind of – although Lance Berkman had a started flapping his jaws, and I'm like, who cares what Lance Berkman says? You left to go.
Yeah.
You left to go to the Yankees of all teams, and then you went to the Cardinals and actually won a ring, which you shouldn't have won.
Yeah,
that Natalie Feliz gave you one strike away twice, not once.
Yeah,
once I could accept a little bit more, but twice, same game. And then I have a friend of mine who shall remain nameless, Douglas Bradley.
Yeah,
that's what I call him. Who's like, oh, yeah, that's the greatest game I ever saw. Yeah. I'm like, you fair weather fan bastard.
Oh, no.
And then another Cardinals fan having to rub it in named, Steve Wacker. Let's just call him.
be happy, Zach. You didn't actually work in the city of St. Louis.
Oh, God. I would have cried salty tears. I cried salty tears anyway, but I would have cried even bigger salty tears.
Oh, Lord knows I cry salty tears every time I have to, every time the Yankees win a pennant.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a Red Sox fan, right?
Yes, I am.
How about Bobby Valentine coming in and cleaning up?
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait because you know it's not going to be boring.
Exactly.
It may not be an instant bounce back. I still think there's going to be about a year to 2 years before we're contending regularly for the AL.
Well, he did a lot of good. I mean, he started. If I'm wrong, I may be wrong, but I think he was the manager during the 90s with the Rangers, and they were just killing people with their bats.
Yeah.
And they just had no pitching.
And if now, it was not for the probably the stupidest, I have to think these guys are the stupidest owners in the history of organized sports, the Wilpons. Bobby V probably would have brought the Mets to a World Series.
poor Mets fans. You know, it's just so.
You know that when Cubs fans are pointing at you and laughing.
Yeah, that's just
that. You got a problem.
Which they took y'all's GM.
Yeah.
You're bitter about that, aren't you?
What about
Theo Epstein going to Chicago?
I don't know. I think that if you were going to get rid of one, you had to get rid of the other two. You know, I personally can kind of understand why Francona had to go. I think it was kind of handled a bit wrong.
Oh, I'll fully agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the problem with being a player coach is that eventually your effectiveness wanes. And that's whether you're a football coach, a baseball coach, whatever.
Wade Phillips.
Yeah, Francona's was waning.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't win two World Series in 3 years, 3-4 years. Without earning some respect, and I think that it was not done correctly. And Epstein, I kind of was hoping to see Francona take the Cardinals position, but that wasn't going to happen. But at least he's going to be in ESPN for a year, and then probably come back refreshed. So, but
yeah,
getting back to Bobby V, I was almost expecting him at his initial press conference to come in with like a bucket of chicken and a six pack of beer. Said, "Excuse me, I got to put this down." You know,
right?
You know
I mean, he was always entertaining on ESPN.
Yes.
And you know that when he second press conference, he was getting throwing out digs at the Yankees. I mean, come on.
Keep in mind, he's from Connecticut, and they hate the Yankees over in Connecticut.
Yeah. And he's the former manager of the Mets, so it's like, I mean.
Okay.
Okay, I think the time is, I think we've bored him enough.
Okay. All right, we got two options here. Okay, we could do Project Rooftop, or we can save that for the next show, if you want.
Well, we called up the Spider-Man one in honor of Zach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because this is a regular thing that we've done, as you know, Zach, where we look at Project Rooftop's regular let's redesign a famous character and generally laugh.
I think it's going to be hard with these because I've taken a quick look through here and
some of them are
pretty,
actually good. Let me get my headphones for my phone.
Okay. Do you see the link there, Zach?
Hang on.
There is the biggest effing water bug. Kind of like, and he's not doing anything. He's been like kind of hanging out near my CD rack for the last 25 minutes.
Joey the water bug, how you doing?
it's not even moving. It's like every kind of like couple of minutes, it'll like move just a tiny bit and then just sit there again and plod. It's like,
you still here? I thought you left by now.
I mean, this thing is large enough it should be smoking a cigarette. I feel like I should give it a newspaper.
What? Tim Tebow's with the Jets? Shit!
Hey, you mind putting this one on? I dig the bossa nova.
I think as soon as Zach returns, we'll do the Project Rooftop, then we'll get to Tom's terrible tunes.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm looking through these costumes.
And I'm like almost the first one, right by this bug.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Is it glowing? Is it glowing?
No, he's not radioactive. I'm not going to turn into a waterbug-themed superhero.
Waterbug man, waterbug man, does whatever a waterbug can.
There is no water in this room.
Okay, well, let's go to Project Rooftop, and we're looking at the redesigns of Spider-Man, which should make Zach very happy, because there's a lot of hoodies here.
The two things that seem to be a recurring theme is hoodies and exposed fingers.
Yeah.
Which is so fucking stupid. I'm sorry. I don't like I don't like the fingerless gloves on Peter Parker in the new Spider-Man movie. Why would I like them on his costume?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on to the first one here where we have a hoodie. Yeah. the color scheme is black, yellow, and red.
It's primarily black with a red mantle, hood, gloves, boots, and that's pretty much it. And, of course, yellow highlights throughout.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is so ass.
Well, the thing I think is hilarious is the big fucking spider on his forehead.
Which apparently lights up when his spider sense is tingling.
See, Indian.
It's not like a thing you would expect to see in a bad video game knockoff of Spider-Man. You know, or like the type of thing you would find in like a ghetto flea market. It would be like Spider-Man, but with the instead of an I, a U.
Spider-Man.
You know?
Yeah. Or even better, Speeder-Man. Like the toy knockoffs. You get like. That looks like a bad toy knockoff with, like, oh, he's got yellow eyes. Yellow. Yeah, let's put a spider on his forehead.
Like that. Oh, what was it? What was the name of that wrestler from ECW? Not ECW, WCW?
Oh, God.
Man? Was it? And it was just this wrestler. I forget what the wrestler's name was. They put him in a Spider-Man outfit, only instead of it being red and blue, it was green and yellow.
Yeah, I remember that. He didn't last very long.
No.
For obvious reasons. He wasn't a world champion, although they made David Arquette one.
Yes.
Oh, let's go on to the next one there, which is just like the one almost in the comic book?
Yeah, it's very similar.
Yeah. It's primarily red and blue. This is not nothing against the artist.
Right.
It's not very, very original. It's just
has a lot of influence. It seems to be influenced a lot by the that most recent Ultimate Spider-Man costume.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the if Toxin was in a cloth costume.
Yeah, I see that.
Very, very similar, and it kind of reminds me of like a mix between the Ben Reilly,
that became Spider Girl's outfit.
Yes. The Spider like Ben.
It's not bad.
It's actually probably one of the better ones I've seen so far. It's also like it's a mix between that and the Spider-Man Unlimited costume from the cartoon.
Yeah.
As much as I hate to mention that.
And we go to next is Spider-Man 2099. Why is that even in here?
I don't know. This is the one where it's different poses in the web.
Yeah.
With the kind of like light blue and red. I think it goes a little crazy with the leg motifs in this one.
Yeah,
because the legs go down his arms and legs, and
I actually like this one. This one's actually not that bad.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I like about it is I like the webs in between the central legs, kind of like accentuating the chest area.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, the webs are pretty cool designs. It just harkens too much back to Spider-Man 2099 for my taste.
What do you think of the water bug?
Yeah.
It's like Spider-Man 2099 and Ben Reilly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything with you is Ben Reilly.
Stop.
And then we got Sleepover Spider-Man.
Oh, I hate this one. First off, I kind of get that what he was trying to do was abstract the spider symbol. But he abstracted it so much, I have no idea what the fuck it's supposed to be.
I'm laughing at this because I can see him swinging through the roof, landing on the roof, going, shit, I stubbed my toe! Ow! Fucker!
This belief that you know, he's got to have, like, ninja elements to his costume. Because I think that's what the whole leg thing is supposed to be.
Why is he a ninja? Spider-Man's not a ninja. He's not Batman. No. This doesn't work. Like, why does he have toeless shoes? I mean, why? This is like
mask is just awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that mask. It's like a Spider-Man Unlimited mask threw up on it.
It's like when you were kids. Now, you know, you would go to the department store with your mom to pick out your Halloween costume. And there would be, like, the Spider-Man costume, the actual licensed Spider-Man costume. And then you'd have, like, the kind of, like, second-rate costume company would put out a Spider-Man costume because it was, because, you know, no one had a copyright on just the word Spider and Man.
Yeah, so it would be a Spider-Man costume. Which brings us to the next one, which is funny because where the wood balloons are, the wrong person is talking.
Yes.
Okay. The costume itself is webby.
Yeah. Well, once again, you can see the principle here, which is he's inverting the idea, the whole...
Yeah.
But once again, I think he's trying to abstract the spider design, which is now on his back.
I get what he's doing, so it looks like when he's crawling down the building, he looks like the spider symbols.
Yeah, this is exactly like the awful Mark Dick Move Wade House of M costume.
Yeah, it's just no. Moving to the next one, when Spider-Man goes on to
Spidey and Blue Jeans.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Neil Diamond song right there.
Okay, this looks like some hick from, you know, a South Bumpkin hick came up with a Spider-Man costume. Like, if Spider-Man was a dirty Southerner with a cover with overalls. And
if
no
you wear jeans and you're Spider-Man, you might be a redneck. Okay.
What I love is one of these penny loafers he's wearing or something?
Yeah. Did you go to your store, Tom, and say, I want some Spider-Man shoes?
And then he does like two variants. He does like the black costume variant and then the Scarlet Spider variant, which looks even worse. Let's add a hoodie. because it works so well.
And blood below that hoodie one says, that is for Zach Joyner.
Yeah, exactly.
And we got Combat Spider-Man who's coming into your town to kick your ass. One thing I do like about this costume is the mask. That is a clever idea.
Cool mask, yes. But it's so busy.
Yeah.
There are too many freaking elements. Like, okay, why does Spider-Man have a... basically what looks like an ammo belt across his chest.
Because he's coming to your town to kick your ass!
It's like Spider-Man meets the Punisher with Tron.
Why does he have knee pads?
Again, it's like the thing that you always talk about, Walter, with the new Superman redesign. If you're Spider-Man, what are you doing with all this armor on?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be the opposite. You're supposed to have as little... encumbering you so you can zip and zap around the place.
Yeah, it's just Well, it's a neat design. I gotta admit that. I like the mask. I especially like the mask. Clever use of the spider symbol.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And from there we go to the Michael J. Fox Spider-Man, apparently.
Marty, come with me. You gotta become Spider-Man.
Great.
And I'm
God,
sorry,
Marty.
But the way he drew the little skinny jeans here. Look at that. It just looks, it's like, now I know
okay.
I'm smiling. Yeah, you're looking at my package, right?
Okay, look at the first picture, then look at the next picture. He's sort of like looking at it. Yeah, I know, I got a nice ass.
The low-riding jeans just, no.
I finally get to see it now.
Just
oh my
like
god! Wow!
Wow!
this is awful. This is.
That's
your pant collar.
Did Jim Lee design this one?
This one. Okay. This one's like Ben Reilly and Peter Parker Spider-Man threw up on each other and let's give him like a cowl. And then he's got
it's
knee
like,
pads
like,
again.
Like
why?
The...
What is with the knee pads?
This is of course the costume from the. This is not the Triple X gay Spider-Man parody.
Okay, we're moving on to the next one.
Yes.
Yeah, we were. Me, Spider-Man. Me hurt you bad. Sorry.
Perhaps too simple.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't like
the spider symbol on the face because
yeah.
It looks like he's just going about 200 miles an hour and
well,
spider
isn't that like the black tarantulas thing?
Yeah.
Yes, he had the spider on the face, and then I don't know, a little too simple.
And but, I think also part of it is just in the artist's choice of positioning for the bodies, particularly like the two front and back ones,
mm-hmm.
where he looks like he's getting ready to take a crap.
This costume's just a little too tight. I can't straighten my body out. Okay, sorry. This is what happens if Chris Nolan designed the Spider-Man costume.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks, forgive me for saying this, too womanly.
Whatever do you mean, Tom?
once again, another example of him trying to invert this and abstract the Spider-Man, the spider symbol. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
What's with the douchebag sandals?
Spider-Man's a hippie.
Yeah, oh yeah. Why is he like smoking ganja like on the subway?
I understand the reason behind the two eyes above the normal eyes. But it doesn't quite work. And also, what's with the zipper, the exposed zipper?
Emergency bathroom break? I really don't know, because it's only going to go down to the chest plate.
Yeah.
There's no way to get behind. This costume is just like somebody just thinking too hard there, to be honest with you. Then we get that. Spider-Man as a baseball catcher. I don't really know what to say about this thing.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is so wrong on so many levels. That mask, once again, somebody decides to add the extra eyes. I understand in principle what they're trying to do. Maybe if it didn't have that big black blotch in the middle. But then again, then you got to deal with the freaking seams that run from the main eyes to the back.
Yeah, This reminds me of the Spider-Man Future Foundation costume.
Yeah.
That's kind of what the black, white, red. He looks like a baseball catcher.
Yeah. And what's with the gladiator shoes here?
I really don't know. It doesn't... Wow. He looks like he's wearing a bulletproof vest.
Yeah. It looks far, once again, like with some of the other things we've talked about, it looks far too bulky.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
He wouldn't be able to do his skill.
Yeah.
Did we lose Zach?
I think we did.
Yeah. Well, okay, hold on. Didn't even say goodbye or nothing. I got to pull him back into the conversation.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. Let me check on Pamela. I haven't checked on Pamela in a while. Oh, hold on. Yep.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay. Where were you?
The last one I did was the one with like the little pieces of armor that looked womanly.
Oh yeah,
womanly. Okay, so you missed the. You missed.
Go down
the
to the next
jacket,
one.
Baseball.
Yeah, that I looked at that one. That was like really.
Yeah.
Not very good. Not very good at all.
Okay, let's move on to Dear God, Thomas Mann is drawing Spider-Man!
Oh my God, once again, where to begin? The freaking Danskins?
Gotta dance!
Oh my God!
I'm Spider-Man!
You got the dad, he's wearing like Danskin tights.
It's shit.
it's pretty bad. It's not very good at all. It's just too stylized for me.
Yeah, and what kills it for me is that mask.
Yeah, that mask is really Deadpool. It's just wow. Oh,
this next one's really busy.
Oh my God, yeah.
So this one's very busy.
This is another one where the guys have added the extra eyes.
Yeah.
And on top of that, decided what else would go there? Extra eyes plus a second spider.
Yeah, because one spider is not enough.
I'm redundant Spider-Man.
And then... oh, but the next one gets better.
Yeah.
This next one is Aunt May knitted him a costume as a 6-year-old.
What are you talking about? Matt Murdock knitted him a costume.
Spider pouch. That's what's been missing all this time. It's a spider pouch.
Because, dear, you never know when you're going to need your notebook. This is like going to school as Spider-Man. Because, yeah, I don't know if they have these in your parts of the country, but here in New York, the public school system has these special days that, like, for example, they have like Jersey Day, so all the kids have to wear jerseys. Or pajama day, where the kids come in their pajamas.
Yeah, we have that here too.
Okay, so this would be like dressed as Spider-Man day.
Other than not.
Okay. And the spider pouch is, of course, the backpack.
Or if you happen to be in San Francisco, your fanny pack.
Okay. You know what? It's like I understand why a lot of these designs have included extra eyes. I get it. Spiders have 8 eyes. They're not good design elements. I've yet to see a multi-eyed one that works for me.
Okay, guess what? Hey, Mo, guess what eye you got to poke? No. Boop. Okay, got it. Okay. No. Jesus. The next one.
I like
just
this one.
Yeah, it's nice. It's just the classic costume, basically.
Yeah.
It's the Ben Reilly costume.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
I mean,
it's probably why I like it.
But at least it could kind of explain. I like how he broke it down, though. This is interesting.
It's like Ben Reilly's armor.
Yeah,
which is not bad. I mean, it's not a terrible costume. It's probably one of the better ones of this group.
Yeah. Now what the fuck is this thing?
Poor man, Spider-Man. Poor man.
This was. This was the one I was referring to.
Okay, this one looks like somebody rushed into a Spencer's. Well, they don't have Spencer's anymore, right?
No, it's still around.
Okay, a Spencer's Gifts and just like bought like 15 random Spider-Man-y things.
This one looks like Aunt May made it for him.
Officer, I've been mugging. They took up my costume. They left me this.
It's like,
right.
Aunt May have been in the sweater.
And I'm sorry, but once again, wearing jeans should not be a good choice for Spider-Man, because Spider-Man needs ease of movement. I can understand the idea of an early version of Superman wearing jeans. But Superman's not about movement. Superman's about strength and about invulnerability.
This is bad. This is real bad.
So this is like cosplay anime Spider-Man, right? What is up with that? Oh, that's supposed to be webbing it around his back, right?
Or just in case toilet paper.
Oh, God.
Actually, this one, the one in black and white, I really like.
Yeah, even with the Chuck Taylors.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. I mean, but it kind of looks like a skater punk. This looks like the new Ultimate Amazing
Spider-Man.
I just
think he should be going down to Brazil to fight Blanca or something.
Dude, I'm Spider-Man. Let's chill. Okay. All right, moving on.
Now, I got to admit, this is the first time I've seen an extra eyes costume that I think kind of works.
Kind of works, but...
I mean, partially because it's relatively simple.
It also looks like it's a very painful thing to be fighting in.
Oh, with all the spikes?
Yeah. This is not a Spider-Man who says, with great power comes great responsibility. This is a Spider-Man who says, with great power comes... great power to kick your ass with! Jesus.
If there is one problem, it's that it's much more sinister than I think it really should be.
Yeah, it's just...
This is your disgruntled neighborhood Spider-Man.
This looks like a Venom costume.
I'm Spider-Man.
I'm Spider-Man. Don't you know who I am?
Okay, the next one I don't think is too bad. I don't like the extra eyes on the mask. Or
the color scheme I can't buy into the color scheme.
If they changed that gold into blue, I think it probably could have worked. Of course, we have the ninja feet thing.
Again.
Somebody actually said in the comments, Tick Man.
Spoon! Okay.
Oh, just water bug update, it's still there.
And then we got Project Runway's edition here. They actually used a female model for it.
Yeah, you just add tits to that. That's a spider girl costume.
Yeah.
I swear, this guy's coming into the room going, okay, girls, let's get going here.
I look fabulous.
Like, it looks like one of those things you would get off at, like, get at a Modell's when you're going, like, you know, like snowboarding or something.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it would be better if you flipped it, if you put the back in the front and the back and the back in the front.
Yeah. I mean, the spider symbol, it's kind of nice. It's a new design with them wrapped around the mask type situation. But other than that, I wouldn't be caught dead wearing that outfit. Okay. Then we get, I don't know if that's supposed to be Spider-Man or the new Transformer.
What is with the circle in the middle of the spider's head?
Press that button there, and I'll fart.
No, press that button there to activate the armor.
I don't know. It's got this whole Iron Man vibe to it.
Yeah, it's got brass knuckles.
I think those are supposed to be the web shooters.
Yeah, but still.
And the jutting out portion of the mask, that burgundy thing, which actually kind of like sticks out a little bit from the mask, which is supposed to hide the voice changer.
Yeah.
I think it takes it too far away. It doesn't really look, even though there's a big spider on his chest, it doesn't look Spider-Man to me.
No, I mean, what's with the knee pads again?
Yeah.
Not only do we have knee pads, we got shoulder pads. Okay, let's move on.
Oh, do we have to? Do you see what's next?
What? That's not this. Charlie Brown Spider-Man.
Once again, the exposed fingers and toes. My God, what are those eye pieces supposed to be?
Zach keeps dropping off.
Okay.
Mr. Joyner, if you don't want to talk fashion, just say so.
Oh, God, you should say, we're trying to figure out what the hell this... this thing is supposed to be.
Oh, the one after. Yeah.
Which one you had, Zach?
It looks like, you know what the symbol looks like on this thing? It looks like, you know, you ever see those like documentaries about mysterious markings on the earth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one looks like it could be a spider.
Or it could be a maze.
Oh, God.
Wow. This one, the one after it.
Why does he look like Count Dracula? Why is Spider-Man Batman?
No cape.
I'm going to bite your neck. Lean back so I can do it.
The cape kills it.
Yeah.
The cape absolutely murders it because... Once again, we're talking about a character whose raison d'etre is fast movement.
Remember when they had the in the 90s, Spider-Man had like three different identities?
Yes. The Hornet. Actually, it was four. It was the Hornet, Ricochet, Dusk, and Prodigal.
This reminds me of the Hornet costume, I think.
No, it's more like Ricochet.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Ricochet. Because of the helmet and everything.
I mean, there's so much wrong with this one. That weird silver piece at the bottom of the mask.
Yeah, then where the spider is sort of just dropping off to his crotch thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Making the shirt and the pants two separate things. Showing a visible, like, hang mark.
Yeah, the cape just doesn't work.
Oh, the cape is terrible.
The cape has just got to go.
It's Batman.
Then we got Go-Go Spider-Man.
This is like, not just Go-Go Spider-Man. It looks like a Japanese anime from Power Rangers. Like Rangers meets Spider.
You know what's kind of weird? Because, you know, before you joined us, Zach, Walter and I were talking about the new Captain Marvel uniform.
Yeah.
And there's like something about something kind of reminiscent of the Kree helmet. To that mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like Power Rangers Turbo meets Spider-Man to me. Though.
Yeah, but I mean, the neon pieces, the glowing white pieces do not work.
No. Way too much going on.
Yeah.
Way too much going on. I guess he has, like, multiple web shooters.
Yeah, and you'll notice no spider symbol anywhere.
I think it's the chest pieces, that really tiny... dot there.
Oh my God, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Too much, it's once again one of these things like one of the other ones, it's got too much of an Iron Man thing going for it.
Wow. And that was the last one. I think. For sure.
Were these the honorable mentions, or what about the winners?
The winners are
second and third place winner. We're going to go to the second and third place winner.
Okay, hold on. I have to get back to... Why am I doing the starter by? Where are they? Oh.
If you go down to the bottom of where we were, the honorable mentions, it will say...
Okay.
Okay.
Second and third place. Let's look at second and third place.
Okay, now here's a costume. Second place. Here's a costume where the brown works.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad costume. A little too plain, to be honest. Don't like the eyes.
Yeah, the segmented eyes, once again, makes him look too mean.
Thoughts, Zach?
Hang on, let me get to it. I'm loading it up right now.
All right. Let Zach catch up to us.
Okay, that mask is straight up Scarlet Spider.
Mm.
The new Scarlet Spider.
Second place winner?
Yeah. Second place winner, straight up out of Marvel's Scarlet Spider title. The design, I think, works. I think it's not a really bad design. But very, very reminiscent of the Alex Ross Spider-Man costume. So, boo to me on that.
That won third place.
Yeah.
Heavy!
What cracks me up are the high-top Chuck Taylors.
What cracks me up is the goggle on the outside of the hoodie.
No. This won third place.
Yeah.
Who was smoking ganja when they picked this one?
No,
this one is so...
This is the kind of costume Peter Parker would have just...
Go ahead, Zach.
This looks Ultimate Spider-Man to me. I'm sorry. Dina, go ahead. Yeah.
This is the kind of costume Peter Parker would have designed if he was a skate kid.
Or a street kid.
Or an emo kid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I could just see him heading up something corporate.
Yeah, just...
Being a part of the Occupy Wall Street movement. I'm sorry.
Yes.
The goggles over the hoodie.
Flatulating on themselves.
It just does not work. The rest of it's just bad. It's bad. Oh, let's see. What's first place winner? First place. Get past the comments. Okay, that's just it. End.
What the hell is that? He's wearing a scarf.
Oh, that. Got it up yet, Zach?
And. Wait, what the hell?
Captain Zoom, Spider-Man!
He's wearing a scarf.
A scarf.
Your arguments are no longer valid. He's wearing a scarf.
This is so awful. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. This is so... Wow.
I fear my brain is broken. He's wearing a scarf.
No, on top of that, look at his head. It's like misshapen and deformed.
It's kind of like a... It's in a point. And you know what else like drives me up the wall with that mask? The fact that there's like a smile painted on it.
Hi, I'm Spider-Man. I'm here to save you.
Like,
I'm happy.
My scarf?
You need to blow your nose? Good thing I got this scarf with me. Here you go. Wow, fail.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, there's just so much. I mean, the belt, the half belt.
Yeah.
That looks retarded. You got the stupid lines. This looks like a bad, like, this looks like a rejected version of the movie costume. But yeah, they kept the belt.
Where's the spider symbol?
There isn't one.
Yeah, there's not one. He's wearing a scarf.
It's a scarf. Tim Tebow wants Spider-Man to wear a scarf.
Oh, and it gets even better. Look at his hands when he's swinging. They're not even coming from his web shooter. They're coming out of his fingers.
Yeah.
How can you? You can't web swing that way. I'm sorry. Besides that, you'd be going around. You'll have arthritis by the time you're 16. Going, eh.
It's like shooting noodles out of your fingers.
Reject Chris Claremont Muted number 55, the one that shoots noodles out of his fingers.
But that was the first place winner.
Dude, the second place winner looked better than that.
Yeah, I think that they should have reversed that. Well, they shouldn't even have this up in the top three.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay, before we get on to Tom's
a
terrible...
Scarf.
Tom, we got a question for Zach Joyner.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Joyner, do you want to become a regular co-host? Co-host of Geek Entertainment?
Why the hell not? I've had way too much fun.
So, you heard here first, folks, which is a good thing since this is my show.
Right.
Next month, we'll not only have Thomas DJ with or without a scarf.
I don't subscribe to scarves. I am a... and let's not forget Wally the Water Bug.
Mr. Zach Joyner, or as we will call him from now on when I introduce him, Hoodie.
The hoodie and the scarf, right.
In the next episode of Geek Entertainment, Thomas DJ is going to tell us about his terrible tunes for this
time. Okay, so we're doing patches this time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the song you're about to hear, as you know, because, you know, this is the tradition, we always end off with a tune from my very prodigious library of really bad shit. Patches comes from the tradition. There was this weird tradition in the early 60s of the teen murder ballad. And this was always like something like Leader of the Pack or I Tell Laura I Love Her or the like such, where you have these two star-crossed lovers and maybe their parents forbid their love, and then something happens and one of them dies and the other one regrets. Patches is from that tradition, except for one thing. It's a really condescending song. It's a really, really, really condescending song. The singer makes fun of the object of his affections for being poor and having to wear hand-me-downs that have been mended many times by calling her Patches.
I love you, but you wear patches. You're a lovely person, but actually you wore patch clothing. Your clothing was dreadful.
And I love how apparently in Zach's mind the singer is Alan Rickman.
I didn't think about that, but yeah.
And when she eventually does die of apparently consumption.
Oh, jeez.
She dies. It's not like many of the other teen death ballads where the loved one dies because of an accident or because of a misunderstanding or something. Probably later on in a future episode, we'll get to Wildfire, which is the most awkward ghost teen death ballad ever. But he doesn't seem all that broken up about it.
He's like, oh, you're a good lie.
We had some good times together, Patches and I. She was easy.
She died because she ate too much. She got fat.
many times I got it to go down on me just for a pair of chicken McNuggets.
Some barbecue sauce and ketchup.
Yeah, that changed her name from Patches to Buffet. Okay.
Oh, God. Right.
Oh, there you go. Here we go. Patches. Okay, before we go, Thomas DJ, pip your podcast.
Okay, we've got Better in the Dark is continuing on over at Earth2.net. Coming up, let's see, I'm editing an episode called Not All Bad Dogs Howl at the Moon, The Career of James Woods. And we're getting ready for coming in the next, starting in May, we're going to be going to start our next summer promotion, which is going to be the Summer of Speed, where we're going to be looking at a lot of car chase movies and just a lot of things where things go, people chase each other really, really fast.
He's bounding down.
Dude, I have to say, one of my favorite car chase scenes that I've seen recently was 21 Jump Street. I laughed hysterically throughout the entire
country. I've not seen that. I haven't seen, actually, it's like I haven't been in the theater for a while.
Did you like The Hangover?
I didn't see The Hangover.
It's very much in that same super bad Hangover tradition.
Yeah, Ian Loring, who does an excellent podcast called Cinerama every week, actually spoke very highly of 21 Jump Street.
I laughed hysterically.
Said it was a very meta, it works as like a you know, as a story in of itself, it also has like a lot of meta elements. And yeah. I look at that and I look at the upcoming, I just saw the first couple of TV adverts for the Dark Shadows remake. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
And it's called Tim Burton and Johnny Depp together again.
That's what we're planning to take Tim Burton to director's court soon. Dude's got to pay. Also, DJ Comics Cavalcade, now that the book is just about done, I've only got a couple of hundred words left to finish it, there will hopefully be a new DJ Comics Cavalcade out soon. I put it on hiatus while I worked on this book, which will be out hopefully end of this year or the very beginning of next year, called The Shadow Legion New Roads to Hell, which is a superhero, it's a superhero pulp romp set in the 40s, which introduces a whole group, basically, thanks to Airship 27, which is a small indie publisher out of Denver, Colorado. Can't get away from it, can we?
The home not on the table.
Given the privilege to create my own superhero universe, and it starts right here with this book.
That's awesome. Well,
we look forward to that.
Yes, so you'll get to meet the Black Talon and the Dreamcatcher and the Nightbreaker and the Ferryman. And no, the Nightbreaker is not a man powered by his own farts.
And with that, yes. Zach, pip your podcasts.
You got SpideyDude.com, and it's podcast, which is Clone Saga Chronicles, the only podcast on the internet that actually, you know, pokes fun and nostalgically goes back and talks about the Spider-Man Clone Saga, the most controversial storyline since before Brand New Day. And we've got SpidermanCrawlspace.com. I am the founding father one of the founding fathers of that show. Myself and Brad Douglas and the gang, we get together every month and talk about current Spider-Man. So you can hear me talk about old Spider-Man and new Spider-Man.
Right.
So check
just
it
ask
out.
You one question.
Sure.
Are you covering, since now we have a clone back in the Marvel Universe, are you covering the Scarlet Spider?
I ongoing.
Okay.
Yes, we are covering the Scarlet Spider ongoing. it is episode 21 and covers issues 1 and 2.
Okay.
We will cover issue 3 in a future episode, but we will be covering now that
you know me. I love me some Kane.
Yes, you love you some Kane, and you will love the first issue is so dripping with fangasm. It basically gives you the whole history of Kane condensed down down into like 4 or 5 pages, but like all the little bits of Kane,
right,
and all the history of Kane is right there. So clearly Chris Yost did his research. Got to give the guys a ton of props for it.
Okay, who here has to feel like they got to take a shower now? With bits of Kane and dripping with Kane. I got to take a shower!
Well, you know, whatever floats your boat. It's... and then, of course, you can find me on Spidey.com doing reviews and stuff like that. So,
and eventually we'll do the Zach Joyner show when Pamela doesn't totally fuck me over.
Yeah, but, well,
Zach, I'm sure there will be more football talk at some point as we get closer.
We have this mythical podcast that DJ and I seem like every time we
talked about it time and time again.
Like, tell you what I'll do, guys.
Okay.
I'll reserve 15 to 30 minutes in every part of Geek Entertainment for you guys to talk sports.
There
we go. Yeah, because
as long as we do NASCAR.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, how about that Danica Patrick?
I like her.
Yeah, I like her with, you know, clothes off, but, you know, she's me.
But... this has been Geek Entertainment. This is your host, Walter. I'd like to thank Thomas DJ and my new co-host, Zach Joyner.
And Wally the Water Bug.
And Wally the Water Bug.
And Kane, dripping with Kane.
Dripping with Kane. If you have any questions, comment.
And Michael J. Fox, Spider-Man.
Marty, you come with me. You've been bit by a radioactive spider.
Most importantly, of course, Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow.
Okay, questions, comments, please email them to btppresent@gmail.com. And if you do it soon, you'd be the first person to ever email us.
Threaten to kill babies or Hannah Montana. That's what we had to do.
No. I have created too much controversy on this thread. I don't need it anymore. Have fun, take care, God bless, and if you don't like Mass Effect 3, go to their website and complain. All right, talk to you later.
Enjoy patches.
And there you have it. That was the last part of Geek Entertainment. And of course, I'm recording, and a dog is hacking in the background. Why change? Okay. So you heard the two big announcements. Well, 1.5 of the announcements. Okay, Zach Joyner is now officially... a co-host of Geek Entertainment. So next month, when you come back to listen, it will be me, Thomas DJ, and Zach Joyner. That 15 minutes I reserved for them to talk sports has turned into a podcast. Thomas DJ and Zach Joyner will get together during football season and talk about football. And I will edit it in everything for them since they both are quite busy. I will be more happy to get that done for them. So look for that around probably preseason, or if they're planning to do the draft, I don't know. It's something that they will have to work out. Okay. Here's Tom's Terrible Tunes.
Down by the river that flows by the coal yards, stand houses with shutters torn down. There lives a girl everybody calls Patches. Patches, my darling, of Oceany Town. We planned to marry when June brought the summer. Couldn't wait to make Patches my bride. Now I don't see how that ever can happen. My folks say no, and my heart breaks inside. Just bring me
as I think of that shanty and pretty Patches there watching the door. She doesn't know that I can't come to see her. Patches must think that I love her no more. I hear a neighbor telling my father, he says a girl named Patches was found floating face down in that dirty old river that flows by the coal yards in Old Shanty Town. Patches, oh, what can I do? I swear I'll always love you. It may not be right, but I'll join you tonight.